This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move market on Tuesday, that is 10th of December. Indian market witnessed a volatile trading session on Monday, but bulls managed to pull the benchmark indices higher towards the close of the session. The Sensex rose 42 points to 40,487, while the Nifty closed 16 points higher at 11,937. The benchmark indices swung both ways before closing flat. Sectorally, action was seen in energy, oil and gas, auto and metal stocks, while profit-taking was evident in IT, realty and capital goods space. The broader market closed mixed. The BSE Midcap Index was up 0.11% and the BSE Small Cap Index was down 0.44%. India VIX, which is a volatility index based on the Nifty Index option prices and measures market volatility over the next 30 calendar days, rose by 7.5% to 14.67 level. The rupee paired initial losses and settled 16 paise up at 71.04 against the US dollar on December 9 amid softening crude oil prices and weakening of the greenback vis-a-vis other currencies overseas. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth ₹459.22 crore, while domestic institutional investors also bought shares of worth ₹74.93 crore in the Indian equity market on December 9, provisional data available on the NSE showed. Let's talk about some big news of the day. SIP AUM touched an all-time high of ₹3.12 lakh crore in November. Inflows into equity funds fell as much as 85%. Net inflows into equities stood at ₹933 crore last month, a three-year low and a drop of nearly 85% month-on-month, according to data released by AMFI. The assets under management of systematic investment plans, which is SIPs, touched an all-time high of ₹3.12 lakh crore in November. Inflows through SIPs stood at ₹8,272 crore as against ₹8,246 crore in October, registering an increase of almost ₹26 crore month on month. Let's see what technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty snapped 2-day losing streak and closed with an indecisive doji on the daily charts. In the next trading session, if Nifty declines below 11,888, then it can slide towards its 50-day simple moving average placed at 11,740. Positional traders can continue with their short positions for a target of 11,740, suggest experts. Intraday traders can consider fresh shorting of the index if it trades below 11,880 for at least 30 minutes in the next session and look for a target of 11,800, experts say. Three levels to track on Tuesday are 11,888, 11,981 and 12,158. Maximum call open interest stood at 12,000 followed by 12,200. And maximum put open interest stood at 12,000 followed by 11,500. The Nifty Bank Index closed the day at 31,316 with minimal loss and formed a doji candle pattern on the daily chart. The immediate support for the index is coming near 31,250 and 31,050 zone, and resistance is coming near 31,550 and 31,750, suggest experts. Let's talk about some stocks in news. First one is Quess Corporation. The board approved allotment of 7.15 crore shares to eligible shareholders of Thomas Cook. Hero MotoCorp is the second stock in news. The company will increase an ex-showroom price of its motorcycles and scooters from January 1. The promoters of Jindal Steel and Power pledged on 25 lakh shares, which is 0.25% equity on December 3. And CRISIL downgraded PC Jewelers' long and short-term ratings to bank loan facilities to D. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to HDFC Securities and here is what they have to recommend. TCI Express is a buy call with a target price of ₹860 and stop loss of ₹740. Upside potential for this call is 10%. Coromandel International is also a buy with a target price of ₹560 and stop loss of ₹475. Upside potential for this call also is 10%. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.